Today is Sunday the 15th of March, the fourth Sunday in Lent.
Baba wetu singanile enda weni eyimwele wena seusimemile woza phela usondele mawusize inceku yakho.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo sing Babu Wethu Singanile. Our Father, we have entered in the holy place as you have invited us. Be close to us. Open our hearts to understand your word. Remove the darkness that surrounds us and give us your light.
Emhlabeni njengokusho kwesi lakho masingene ezulwini 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 ngakho ukusiza kwakho uyelo ubaba wethu uyelo ubaba wethu
ubaba wethu
ubaba wethu
ubaba wethu
ubaba wethu
ubaba
wethu
ubaba wethu
ubaba
wethu
ubaba wethu osithandayo thina uyelo ubaba wethu osithandayo Tanda yotina,
Baba wethu,
osemazulwini, aliphathe ngobungcwele igama lakho, Baba wethu, osithanda yotina, Baba wethu, sipe namhla isinkwa sethu.
Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
As you begin to reflect on our reading from Ephesians today, take a moment to remember where you've experienced darkness and light in your spiritual journey. Paul writes, "For once you were in darkness." Can you recall a time when this was true for you? What was it like to be in darkness? Perhaps there was a time when you didn't know Christ, or a season when you felt the darkness of being separated from Him. Thank you. but now in the Lord you are in light. What has been your experience of that change, coming from darkness into light? Or perhaps you can identify a darkness in your life that you need help to bring into the Lord's light. Bring this to the Lord now, asking for His hand to lift you. As you listen to the reading again, notice Paul's instructions for those who seek to live in his light.
For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
Paul declares, "The fruit of the Lord is found in all that is good and right and true." As you come to the end of your time of prayer today, ask the Lord to reveal to you something in your life that He sees as good and right and true. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.